It is not hiding in the cracks and the shadows. No, it is right in front of you. It can be felt if you are willing to step into it and embrace not only others, but yourself. Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. I am so excited for today's episode. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. The present moment, always there, but oftentimes fleeting within our own minds. I don't know about you, but I struggle with stepping into the present moment more than I would like to. I find myself lost in daydreams within my own thoughts and a story that loves to unravel itself whenever it gets the opportunity. How does the present moment show up in your life? But better yet, how do you show up for the present moment? The present moment is all that we have. It's expansive and it begs for our attention. We can dive into the depths of it if we choose to do so, but oftentimes we let our mind run amok and lose sight of where we are. I would love to know how this manifests within your life. I know with myself that I often find myself wishing to be somewhere else, as if anywhere that I am isn't enough. But of course, it's all I have. When I step into presence, there is a certain euphoria that surrounds it. The present moment is filled with certain delights that can't be felt elsewhere. I feel the weight of all the pressures dissipate as I allow myself to simply be exactly where I am. Oftentimes, I find myself waking up in the morning so worried about what's to come in the day, and I haven't even started. A simple gift that we can all give to ourselves is allowing ourselves to root exactly where we are. Take a few deep breaths and express some gratitude for the life that we've been given. Now, I would love to know, what practices do you have in your life? What does the present moment mean for you? And how do you cultivate an awareness that steps deeper into it? I find myself dancing with presence, going in and out, being held by it for a long series at a time, and then stepping away from it for a little bit to catch my breath. Of course, it's not always necessary to be present, but oh man, when it is needed, it is needed. All of my daydreams and stories that are kept within the mind are just fleeting, and I know that my life is here in the now, and I embrace that, and I step fully into that. You know, all of those big ideas that you have and the dreams that you want to accomplish? Well, it starts with stepping into the present moment. I can't help but observe how important this is at a time of our lives where there are distractions any which way that we go. Attention is our most valuable currency, and if we are able to direct it properly, we can make amazing things happen. Of course, I am guilty of this myself, of giving away my attention far too easily. I succumb to distractions and I allow myself to fall into different pits. And when I find myself crawling out of them, it leaves me feeling the sense of shame almost. I know that I can do better with my time and that my focus is one of the most important things that I foster. I mean, truly, this life, anything that you want from it comes from focus, action, and the energy that you are willing to put towards something. Now, I need to hear this myself on a consistent basis, especially with all of my goals and pursuits. Now, let's bring it back to the magic that is within the present moment. Oh my goodness. I mean, when you are present and you share that with someone else, it is the most wonderful gift that you can give. To be present, to give an ear, to be willing to listen to someone else, and to simply exist and be is a delight that is unlike any other. This life is meant to be shared, and we should foster that as much as possible. Our life is not on our phones. Our life is not in our distractions. Our life is the one that we're building here right now. Do you tend to it and do you embrace the present moment? Do you create and build something that you're proud of, or do you simply let it all go by you, and before you know it, time has passed and the opportunities have gone. Learning to dance with the present moment takes practice, just like dancing in general. But the energy and the spirit that is carried around the people who have fallen deep into that is magnetic. I mean, have you ever been around someone that is just purely happy to be alive? The joy that they emit is infectious. Another benefit of this is that the deepest love can be found here. It is not hiding in the cracks and the shadows. No, it is right in front of you. It can be felt if you are willing to step into it and embrace not only others, but yourself. Oh my goodness. I don't know if it can truly be found elsewhere besides right here. It needs to be felt through the body and embraced and expressed how it desires. Love is the most potent experience that I have had the pleasure of knowing, and I hope that you find it as well. Thank you for watching. May you all be well and to continue stepping deeper into each moment.